I keep getting the feeling that during worship that someone's here who doesn't think they belong because they're not good enough. You are in the best company ever because none of us deserve it. None of us deserve the love of God. None of us do, but we all get it anyway. In fact, I think Jesus is especially attracted to the broken. I think he seeks them out with a laser pointer and he goes, oh yeah, there's one that's broken. There's one that's hurting. I really, really believe that's been my experience in my life. I'll put it that way. So today we get to celebrate Happy New Year's Eve. Yay, right? If I could vote to make Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve always fall on Sunday, I would. I don't know about the rest of you, but I happened to love last week starting my Christmas official celebration here in the morning. I loved it. And now today I'm like, what a better way to start the last day of the year than here. Like, I just loved it. I know I don't control the calendar, but I really like that. So last year for 2023, God gave us the theme Adventure 23. And I don't think our adventure ends today by any means. I think life is an adventure. But today I want to take a few moments to remember what God has done in 2023. And I'm going to need some help. Let's see. Oh, Lily, you want to help? Perfect. Everybody who doesn't have a pen, they get a pen. If you could pass those out to anyone who needs one. And then how about Andy? Can you help? Everyone gets two little pieces of paper. Thank you. It's awesome. Just two for now, because I want to make sure we have enough. I think we do, but I want to make sure. So we're going to talk about what to remember and what to forget going into 2024. In this first passage we're going to look at, we're going to look at the fact that God gave the people of Israel a holiday, more than one holiday, to celebrate, to help them remember, okay? And so I'm going to give them a couple of minutes to do their thing because it's hard to focus, I know, for you. I can go because I taught junior high, so I can go. But it's hard for people to pay attention, I know. So I hope you all had a nice Christmas. I did, except I have a war wound from doing roasted broccoli. I burned my arm, my hand, you know, that. A rack on the stove or in the oven just reached out and grabbed me. So, and then I was opening my grandson's box and got a cut here. So, anybody else have war wounds from Christmas? It's worth it, right? It's totally worth it. Okay, we're coming along. Need pens up here? Do you guys need pens? Okay, Lily, don't forget these. Did you get these people over here? Perfect. Looks like some people have pens, but some people might need them. Awesome. Nikki stepped up to help because Nikki is a helper. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to look at this passage, Exodus 13, 9 and 10 first, and we're going to talk about, thank you for your help. We're going to talk about the Passover festival. We're not going to go into the details of the Passover festival. Look it up later if you want to. But the parts I want to focus on are verses 9 and 10. And I'm reading from the easy-to-read version. Can I just say, get yourself a Bible you can understand. It makes all the difference. There are so many good ones out there. There's free Bible apps, so no one really has an excuse. Just get yourself a Bible you can understand. It makes such a difference. So I'm doing the easy-to-read version this year. Every year I switch it up and do different versions because It keeps it fresh for me. So when I start my daily Bible reading plan on the first tomorrow, I like to start with a different version. I think I'm going to go to the ESV this year, but this is from the ERV. This festival, God is talking, this festival will help you remember. It will be like a string tied on your hand. It will be like a sign before your eyes. This festival will help you remember the Lord's teachings. It will help you remember. Notice how many times that word remember is in there. It will help you remember that the Lord used his great power to take you out of Egypt. So remember this festival every year at the right time. How kind is our God that he gives us holidays to help us remember important stuff. I just love that. I love New Year's Eve and New Year's Day because it feels like an opportunity to remember and to move forward at the same time. And it's a gift. They were celebrating New Year's Eve. They were celebrating Passover. We're celebrating New Year's Eve. But if you notice almost all of the festivals in the Old Testament, there's quite a few. Almost all of them, God says, okay, this festival is so you'll remember this about me. This festival is so you'll remember this event where I rescued you. This festival, he wanted to build in calendar days to help them remember his goodness. And I think that's how I see New Year's Eve. So let's look back over the last year at Oak River. You can do it for your own personal life, but here at Oak River, point A, we're remembering miracles of provision. God has provided us for us to continue our mission. Put up on the wall by Ron and Judy Proper. Thank you, Ron and Judy. Brought over from the other building. That God has provided to help us continue helping people encounter God. That's what we do here on Sunday morning. That's what we do here on Wednesday night Bible study. That's what we do many times throughout the week in different places. We want to provide a place to encounter God. We want to provide a place where we can extend love together. There's a table of food out there in the hallway where we can extend love, where we can experience life. And God has miraculously made it possible for us to continue our mission this year. Because there were moments when I'm like, is this going to keep going? Are we going to be able to keep going? It was tough. Not only that, God made it possible for us to give away more than $16,000 this year. That is a lot of money for a small group of people, right? We gave to support gospel to the nations. Different nations, and in America. We supported crisis outreach in Ukraine, Hawaii, Israel, people going through major illnesses, not in our body as much as outside our body. We fed hungry people this year with part of that money. We gave out help to people who needed it sometimes this year. More than $16,000, that's a miracle. I celebrate that that's part of our Adventure 23. Not only that, he enabled us to pay all our bills. Woohoo! And salaries. Woohoo! Not that we have many people on salary, but it's there. One full-time and three part-time. Not only that, through many of you, God has provided workers to begin crafting this space, to make it useful for us. And we're not done yet. That's going to be continued. Point B, miracles of sustaining us through grief and trouble. It's easy to look back over the year and go, well, that, I don't want to say the word I'm thinking of because the kids are in here. That was hard. I'll put it that way. That was hard. That event or that thing that happened in 2023 was hard. But you know what? We did face some unexpected difficulties. We did face some unexpected griefs. But you know what? Did he give us strength to get through it? Yeah. I don't think he gave us strength just to survive. I think he gave us strength to thrive in spite of it. I like to look back through that lens. Again, we get a choice on what lens we look through the past year. Do we look through the dark lens of bleh? Or do we look through the lens of, that was so hard? You know, I like to keep it honest. That was so hard, but I exalt thee above it. I exalt thee through it. Did he show us how to keep our eyes fixed on him when a bomb got dropped on us that we could no longer continue meeting in the same place we were in? He taught us how to keep our eyes on him through it. Miracles of a new space and a new beginning. Most of us, when we heard we weren't going to be able to continue meeting at our space we had been in for 15 years, we were like, yeah, this is bad. And it was hard. I didn't really plan on that as part of my adventure, 23. Did you? But you know what? After lots of searching, we were presented with this opportunity. The opportunity came to us. That's God. If you knew all the details, you would know how much that is God. He gave us a place to meet in the interim, at the pavilion once and at the hotel every other week. Miracle. Miracle. Then through a long process, we received favor with the city officials and finally got occupancy permit to begin meeting here. Another miracle. Through volunteers, like I said, we've done a lot of work already to this space, and there's a lot more to be done. But God, in the Adventure 23, has made it possible. But point D, there are also miracles unique to you. There are miracles unique to you. Maybe this is your first time at Oak River, or maybe you've not come enough to know the miracles I've just been talking about, to understand them. But you know what? If you look back over the past year, you will see God's hand at work if you look for it. If you look for it. God is not finished with you, and he is not finished with Oak River. He would not be so obvious unless there was a reason, or more than one reason. He is intricately involved with the details of your life, whether you see it or not. There are times that I've gone through things and I couldn't see it when I was in the middle of it, but then when I got past it a little bit and looked back, I went, oh, now I get that. Oh, now I understand that. Doesn't mean it made it any easier in the moment, but somehow it gives me peace in knowing that God is involved and he has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for me. You were planned by your creator. You were not an accident, and there's a reason you're alive at this time, at this moment. There's a reason. We as a church have purpose right there. Encounter God, extend love, experience life. That's our purpose. It's not about programs for us. It's not about putting together the best production. It's not. For us, it's about encountering God, because in him, everything we need is there. Everything we need and more is there. So I want you to take one of the pieces of paper, and at the top, write, remember. And then I want you to think of something that you want to kind of take into 2024 as something God has done either for you or for us as a church. And you want to keep it before you in your eyes. You want to remember it. Okay, now, don't get all stressed out if you can't think of one in this moment, because I'm going to send that paper home with you today, and I'm believing that God's going to remind you of one thing you can write down before midnight tonight. He's going to give you something that you can remember that will remind you of God's goodness in the days to come. Because when you're going through a hard thing, sometimes if you can look back at something you've been through that was hard that God helped you through, it gives you a grace to go through the next hard thing in better peace, in better strength. Does that make sense? So write it down. Write it down and remember it. But what should we forget and leave in 2023? What should we forget and just leave in 2023 moving forward? Well, I'm going to tell you this. You can't, as much as you would like to, you can't forget an event. Something that happened, you can't forget. But here's what you can forget. Point A, the wrong things done to you. The wrong things done to you. Leviticus 19, 17, and 18 says this. Don't secretly hate any of your neighbors, but tell them openly what they have done wrong so that you will not be just as guilty of sin as they are. What? If you secretly hate someone and you don't tell them what they've done to hurt you, you are just as guilty of sin as they are. That's what it says right there. And then verse 18 says, forget about the wrong things people do to you. Don't try to get even. Love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Did you know that love your neighbor as yourself didn't just pop on the scene when Jesus was born? No, it was always here in the Old Testament, in the book of the law. There it is. Love your neighbor as yourself. But I want to talk about that word forget because most translations, my translation says forget. Most translations say don't try to get even and don't hold a grudge. I think that's a better interpretation for the word forget. It's not like put it out of your brain and pretend it never happened. That's not what it means. It means make a decision with your brain not to hold a grudge and not to get even. That's pretty different. I just love the plan that God laid out in those two verses right there because he says, listen, don't secretly hate. There's nothing to be gained by that. It becomes like a cancer that grows in you and doesn't even hurt the other person. So it sort of defeats the very purpose with which you're secretly hating them. Tell them openly how they've hurt you. This doesn't mean you're going to get an apology. It means you're going to be free of it. Tell them openly how they've hurt you, whether it's through a face-to-face conversation or a letter. And honest to goodness, sometimes I've had to write a letter and then not even show it to them, burn it before the Lord, because I just needed to get it out of me and into his grace. So you figure it out. You ask the Lord, how do I deal with this thing that someone has hurt me? Because I don't want to take it into 2024. I don't want to carry that baggage into 2024. I want to be free of it. Point three, I talked about that. Don't try to get even. Don't hold a grudge. Point four, forgive. Love your neighbor as yourself. I don't think I gave the subpoints. Sorry to you guys. So they're found in the scripture though. Don't secretly hate. Tell people openly how they've hurt you. Forget and forgive. Love your neighbor as yourself. Just forgive. Forgive means I choose not to hold that against you. Instead, I'm going to trust it to God and know that I need grace as much as you do. I need forgiveness as much as you do. I think it's possible, though, to forgive and forget and to love and still have some healthy boundaries. Okay? I don't think it's a sign of trying to get even if you say, I need a little space from the relationship right now. I think it all depends on your motive. Are you trying to punish them? Then if that's the case, you need to go back and reread the scripture. But if you're really just saying, I feel like I need to keep myself safe, emotionally, mentally, and physically, and I wish the best for you. I don't hold anything against you, but I just need a little space. I don't think there's anything wrong with that myself. You pray about it and see what God speaks to you. So forget the wrong things done to you going into 2024. Point B, forget the wrong things done by you. Some people have a harder time with that one than the first. You can forgive anybody of anything, but you have a hard time forgiving yourself. Philippians 3, 12 through 14, Paul is writing and he says this, I don't mean that I'm exactly what God wants me to be. I have not yet reached that goal. But I continue trying to reach it and make it mine. That's what Christ Jesus wants me to do. It is the reason he made me his. Brothers and sisters, I know that I still have a long way to go. How much do I love that? I love that so much. But if there's one thing I do, I forget what is in the past and try as hard as I can to reach the goal before me. I keep running hard toward the finish line to get the prize that is mine because God has called me through Christ Jesus to life up there in heaven. I don't think that Paul said when he said, I'm trying to forget the past, I don't think he meant everything in the past. Because if that were the case, he wouldn't have recounted his encounter with God multiple times in multiple places. He talked about the past regularly. I personally think he was trying to forget how many Christians he brutalized. I think he was trying to forget how hard he went after people who were the followers or the way, people of the way is what they were called before they were called Christians. I don't think he meant everything in his past, but I do think he had a probably fought in his mind to try to forget the things he had done wrong. But here's the thing. Living in guilt over something you've done wrong benefits no one. I mean, it doesn't benefit anyone, and it only harms. So instead of beating yourself up, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe it. I'm so bad. I keep struggling with this over and over and over again. Instead of saying that, do this instead. That was a wrong choice. God, I need your forgiveness. So-and-so, will you forgive me? Next time, I'll do it differently. Next time, I'll do it differently. It's so much more empowering. You see, the enemy of your soul wants to keep you weak and feeling like you're hopeless. So as long as you're beating yourself up, you're right where he wants you. He doesn't even have to bother you because you're doing it for him. But if you can get past the wrong things you've done, seek forgiveness for them, and then say, next time, I'm going to do it differently. And you know what? There might be 20 next times until you develop a new groove in your brain, until you develop a new pattern on the record. That's okay. God, forgive me. Next time, I'll do it differently. So what do I need to forget moving into 2024? Now, don't get confused. This is not a New Year's resolution. I want to forget to eat so many Christmas cookies. Nope. This is not a New Year's resolution. This is a decision you're making to forget some way that someone has hurt you or some way that you've hurt someone else. It's a decision to receive that forgiveness and to give that forgiveness and then move into 2024 clean. So if you can think of that, write it down. One thing you want to forget. Hide it from your friend, your neighbor, whatever. Maybe you do well with New Year's resolutions. If you do, go for it later. I haven't found them very beneficial for me. I set goals, but I don't really do resolutions because they seem impossible after about 24 hours. They just don't last for me very long. But I want you to think of one thing you've done wrong that you need to forgive and forget, or one thing that someone else has done wrong to you that you need to forgive and forget. Now we're going to shred it. Shred seems to be a real trendy word right now. Have you guys noticed that? Not the kind of shredding we're going to do, but like I heard somebody say that there's this thing that people have been doing for a couple of years. It's called Shred the Bible. In the first, how many days do you remember? 6 days or seven, where you listen to the whole Bible in 6 or 7 days of the first, at the first of the year. It's called Shredding the Bible. I think that's so cool. I love it. Akron Bible Church actually gets together 2 weekends in a row and reads through the entire Bible aloud together. I know, isn't that, that's amazing. But we're going to shred it with actual shredders. So the one piece of paper that says forget, there's a shredder over there against that wall, and there's a shredder over there against that wall. I want you to get up and go shred something before the year starts. Ready, set, go. What?
How long do we have?
Until what?
The year starts.
Oh, I don't know. Some hours. The rest of the day.
Sorry.
Until midnight. It's okay. I got one out. I brought one from my home. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Shred it, shred it, shred it. That's okay. It's fine. It's okay. Maybe you let it go already. That's fine. Now, some of you may or may not be thinking, that is a cheesy thing to do, Sandy. Why did you have us do that? That's so cheesy. And it might be. I'm kind of a cheese ball. I just am. That's all right. But here's what I've learned in my life, that sometimes a physical action delivers a spiritual response. And sometimes if I can see myself inserting that card into the shredder and watching it get shredded, it clicks in my brain so that the next time that comes up in my brain, I go, nope, I shredded that. So call it what you want. It works for me. It might not work for you. If it doesn't work for you, don't sweat it. It's all good. But I'm going to tell you right now, if my experience holds true, I'm guessing that in the next 24 hours, the thing that you shredded is going to into your brain. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to say out loud, nope, I shredded that. Nope, I shredded that. Next time I'm going to do it differently, but no. Because don't let it be part of your thought activity and don't give it voice in your mouth. Oh, I really feel bad. Da-da-da-da-da. Or so-and-so really hurt me. Or no, don't give it space here. Don't give it space here. Instead, say, nope, I shredded that. And then in its place, fill your head and mouth with the goodness of God. I exalt you. Like literally, you make yourself think a different way and speak a different way by turning your focus. It's like when you know, my grandkids, when they get fixated on something, I try to distract them with something else. And sometimes we just have to distract ourselves with something else once you've shredded it. So remember what you need to remember. Forget what you need to forget. I don't usually announce the theme for the following year until the first Sunday of the year, but I'm changing it this year because we had, for December, we had the theme presence over presence, as you see at the bottom of the screen. And as I've been praying into the theme for 2024, I felt like God would not let me get away from the word presence. So this year, it's presence 24. And it was funny because I didn't put together 24 and presence, but it was like God said, presence 24 hours a day. Right? So we're going to delve into the word presence over the next 12 months, starting next week. We're going to dig into it. That word is used more than 225 times in the Bible. And since we only have 52 weeks, I think we're good. I think we can cover presence in 52 weeks, maybe not cover it, but definitely get into it. And I believe it's going to be a year of shifting for Oak River. I really do. I don't know what that means, but I believe it's going to be a year of shifting for Oak River, that we're going to understand what it means to encounter God in the coming year, maybe more than we've ever understood it. And that we're going to know what it means to extend love and experience life together, because in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So if we come together and we experience that presence, that's what we're going to experience life together. So I am excited about the coming year. I hope you are too. If you need prayer today to expound on something that God spoke to your heart in worship or in the message, come and see me. I'd be happy to pray with you. Just be patient if someone's talking to me, or just tap me on the shoulder and say, I need prayer, and I'll stop talking and we'll start praying. Happy to do that anytime. Let me pray. God, I thank you that you build into our calendars days that we can forget and remember, days that we can look back on your goodness and yet decide what we want to shed, what we want to shred and shed in the coming year. And so I pray that you would just cement in our hearts what you've spoken to us today. Really let that seed go down deep into our hearts and spirits and bear good fruit in the coming year. And I thank you for people who love you and love people. And I pray that you would help us to lean into your presence more and more with every day that passes in 2024. In Jesus' name. Amen. Whew. Remember that if you want to get giving credit for 2023, your offering needs to go in the box today before you leave. After today, we're going to start doing the numbers for charitable contributions. So make sure you put it in today. Hopefully, knowing that we gave away more than $16,000 helps you have confidence that we're doing our best to not only get money here, but to send it out and be a blessing to others. Hopefully that helps you. So enjoy some chats, some coffee, some bagels. Bagels are back today. I think there's some Christmas cookies left over. So grab some of those if you want. And if you want a puzzle, there's some puzzling that's going on over there too. Have a great week. Love you guys. Happy New Year.